A Malaysian court this week awarded damages to indigenous villagers after ruling that authorities unlawfully demolished their Christian chapel. The members of the small tribe in southern Johor state, known as the Straits people, took the case to court after authorities tore down their new chapel just 10 days before Christmas in 2005 on grounds it was built on state land. Father Lawrence Andrew is the editor of Malaysia's Catholic Weekly Herald. He says that the rights of religious minorities are not always respected, as they are seen by the government as a threat to Malaysia's identity.
This is a very complex problem because the government has rewritten history. They are trying to say that this land from the very beginning has been populated by Muslims, which, of course, today more and more people are beginning to see through historical artifacts and so on. This is not true. They have found a village also in the south, and it goes back to almost 2,000 years. And there it is seen that it's a Buddhist kingdom that had come over here. And they discovered it, but now the whole thing has been buried, because if that is so, the beginning would not be Islam, but Buddhist or Hindu. So they are trying to rewrite the history to make everything look Islam or Muslim, but if any other facts emerge, they immediately want to suppress. It's their own identity is at stake. The identity of the ruling government, that's all, and nothing more.